Kanye West's former publicist Trevian Cuddy booked in Georgia as co-defendant in Trump case. By Warner Todd Houston on August 27, 2023. The mugshot for Trevian Cuddy, a former publicist for rapper Kanye West. Now Ye, was revealed after she turned herself into authorities in Georgia on Friday, August 25. Cuddy turned herself in at the Fulton County Jail and was charged with participating in the supposed cabal of 19 co-defendants who prosecutors say tried to change the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. The publicist stared up into the Fulton County Jail's camera and gave a defiant grin. The Chicago publicist was charged with violating Georgia's Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations RICO Act, conspiracy to commit solicitation of false statements and writings, and influencing witnesses. She was granted a $75,000 bond and was released right after her booking, Fox News reported. Prosecutors claim she was hired by the Trump team as a crisis manager and that she confronted election worker Ruby Freeman and accused her of vote fraud. They say she tried to intimidate Freeman with threats of arrest unless she confessed to vote fraud. She allegedly told Freeman, "I cannot say what specifically will take place. I just know that it will disrupt your freedom. And the freedom of one or more of your family members. Whether you choose not to deal with us, I am not your enemy," Cuddy also reportedly said. Prosecutors say she also described Freeman as a loose end for a party that needs to tidy up. One of Cuddy's other clients, the rapper Consequence, told TMZ he was a bit shocked by the arrest and that he never suspected anything unseemly from her and described her as a solid black woman. He added that he thinks being a black Republican may have put a target on her back. Just like the Chicago publicist, former President Trump had a mugshot taken and published Thursday evening. The image was a 2024 fundraising boon. According to his representatives, the campaign raised more than $7 million in the days after the mugshot was released. The ex-pres even made his first in years post on X, formerly known as Twitter, after the release of the mugshot. "If you are doing poorly due to the sinister people in control of our country right now, don't even think about donating," Trump's campaign website read. "But if you can, please make a contribution to evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House and save America during this dark chapter in our nation's history." Trump's campaign also sold merchandise with photos of the mugshot that had the tagline "Never Surrender." His campaign also reported raising an amazing $20 million throughout the 3 weeks since the indictment in D.C. and through the releases of the mugshot in Atlanta. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.